Back in August, a British baker named Emma Thompson opened a series of pop-up bakeries across London. Now, that's not unusual, but unlike most colorful cakes and cookies, all the baked goods in Emma's shop were shades of gray. The reason? It's to raise awareness and funding for mental health issues. She called it the Depressed Cake Shop. And since August, this idea has spread all around the world. There are pop-up shops in Malaysia, Australia, Los Angeles, and this Saturday here in Seattle. This Saturday, people who drop by the event space, the Soul Repair Shop on Capitol Hill, will be able to buy a variety of great treats from about a dozen bakers. The money's going to go to mental health awareness. The Stumptown coffee and the music is going to be free. And one of the bakers donating delicacies is Megan Sealing. She's a writer at The Stranger by day and by night, baker extraordinaire. Thanks so much for stopping by.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So you've used baking to sort of alleviate the blues on your own?
I have, yeah. It was sort of, I kind of stumbled into it by accident one winter about 6 or 7 years ago. I was really depressed and I didn't really realize it at the time. But I started just baking a lot of cookies, and I actually attempted to bake all of the cookies in one of Martha Stewart's cookie magazines, just like as something to do for the winter. I lived by myself, basement apartment, was going through kind of a breakup and was just super bummed. And I had dealt with depression most of my life too. So it was this sort of familiar feeling, but I didn't want to talk to anybody about it. Yeah. I had gotten off medication. I was a little ashamed about that. And so I just started baking a bunch of cookies. And it turned out to be this kind of really great project in a weird way. It gave me the chance to like take the cookies to people and like interact with coworkers about something positive. And it sort of helped me cope with the sadness that I had sort of refused to recognize, I think.
So maybe that was part of why it was helpful to you. It gave you something to do.
Yeah.
It was kind of an immediate reward. It gave you an excuse to connect with people.
Yeah. Yeah. It was just this, and it's a, like baking is super, it's scientific and it's formulaic. And so it's something that I could really concentrate on, and you really have to kind of push away everything else that you're dealing with to focus on the process of what you're making, you know, and to follow the recipe and everything. So it's a great distraction.
It makes complete sense that something like that, getting you out of yourself a little bit, would be helpful to someone who is feeling depressed or suffering from depression. But has there been any clinical studies that show that it actually works?
Not that I know of,
yeah,
no. And I know that, like, exactly. I know that sugar, obviously, like, clinically can be like a mood enhancer. And so maybe like when you then treat yourself to something that you make, that can help like lift your spirits a little bit. And so, you know, also I think just, I don't know scientifically if it works, but when you do something nice for other people, it can kind of boost your mood. And when you're stuck with like 3 dozen cookies, go knock on the neighbor's door and give it to them. And, you know, the smile that they have can kind of be contagious to you. So, and that was something I ended up doing, was passing them along.
Yeah, and part of the idea of the Depressed Cake Shop is actually doing it, and that might help with depression. But also part of the idea is having these pop-up bakeries and selling the stuff and having it go to awareness about mental health issues. These cakes and pastries that'll be sold, they're all going to be gray on the outside?
Yep. That's the, I think I love the idea of that, because then it breaks down the idea that like baked goods have to be cute and pretty all the time. And it just, it's kind of the in to have the conversation about mental health and the stigmas that come with like depression. And it represents how you can feel sad. A lot of times the stuff, the baked goods will have a little surprise in the middle. I know that some of the stuff that people are going to be donating tomorrow, when you bite into it, there might be like a piece of candy inside, or like there are these gorgeous like lemon meringue tarts that have gray meringue on top, but when you cut into it, there's that burst of yellow from the lemon curd that just represents like the different layers that can come with like when you're feeling depressed. You're still a human being, and there's still more to you than just the depression and this fog that's kind of settled into your head. And so I think it's great to have some like a visual representation of that.
You know, I don't recall seeing gray food coloring. Is it a little bit of a difficult to find something gray to make it look gray?
You could just use black. They have black food coloring. Yeah,
okay.
So just add a couple drops at a time. It doesn't affect the taste or anything. So.
What are you going to make, Megan?
I'm going to make actually rainy day cupcakes. They have rain blue sprinkle raindrops on the inside with gray clouds on top. And then I also, because I love baking things into cupcakes, I'm going to make cupcakes with little miniature pumpkin pies inside. So when you bite into it, you get like a bite of pumpkin pie, and it's a cream cheese cupcake. They're really good.
So, sounds delightful.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I have to ask, some people one of the causes of the depression is that they eat too much.
And
this
true.
Is a pastry thing that you're doing to benefit depression. How do you kind of square that circle?
I think part of it, I think that there are two different things. Like, there is such thing as a sugar addiction, and that's actually something I've dealt with too. And when I started baking cupcakes again, a friend of mine did email me and was like, I've noticed you are baking more. Like, is this, you know, you've been open about your depression. You've been open about sugar addiction. Is this something you should do? And I think part of it is moderation. And I think that's part of the conversation too. Like, eating a cupcake and eating a cookie, that doesn't hurt anybody, so long as there isn't a problem with it. And if there is, hopefully this can help open up the conversation about that. Like, if somebody's super depressed and does end up like overindulging in sugar to the point where it brings them up a lot, the way like studies show, and then allows them to crash, hopefully their friends and family can help them understand where that's coming from and why that's happening. I eat cupcakes and I'm fine. So I'm not exactly sure how to answer that. Hopefully that
worked. No, that worked. So part of the reason for the Depressed Cake Shop pop-up thing happening tomorrow up on Capitol Hill is to sell the pastries, raise some money, and where will the proceeds go?
They're going to go to the National Alliance on Mental Health, the Seattle chapter of that, or of mental illness. And so there's a local chapter of that, and to help raise funds for them, to raise awareness, to fight stigmas, to be a place where people can go if they need resources to figure out what they should look into doing for their own mental illness issues.
It seems like a natural you would get involved in this, having some issues with depression and also loving to bake. So when you found out about it, you jumped into it?
Yeah, it was something I had heard about it when it happened over in the UK. I didn't realize it was something that was like spreading worldwide. And so when I saw, I think it was on Facebook, a friend of mine posted something about the Seattle one was happening. And I saw it, and right away I emailed them and was like, ask them if I can make cupcakes. And they were thrilled. And there were so many other bakers too that seemed to have similar stories. You know, they got into baking as something to do, as a distraction. And it's kind of great to like have this community where we all really love making stuff, but it also came from this place where we can all relate to one another. That, you know, like, cupcakes are super cute, but it's not necessarily coming from like Susie Homemaker always happy. Mm-hmm. You know, they can also have a little bit of a dark side or something behind them.
So. Well, this Depressed Cake Shop idea is so new. It just started worldwide back in August, and this is the first one in Seattle coming up tomorrow. Do you sense it'll be a one-off, or you'll see how it goes?
I hope it'll happen again.
Yeah.
I know that, like, I've lived here my whole life in the Northwest, and so I know that the winters here can be especially long, especially cruel, especially if anybody suffers from seasonal affective disorder. So it'd be really great if it could, like, be an annual event, like every October, kind of kick off the winter with a sweet treat, but then also just to remind people there are resources out there, there are people to talk to if you have your own issues that you're trying to make sense of. And even if they don't feel serious, even if it's just a little bit of sadness, it would be great to kind of kick off the winter with a support system that people can turn to. And because I think everybody that's going to be there tomorrow has some sort of experience, either personally or with people in their lives. And so it'd be a great place to start if you're looking to just ask what would be the next step if you're feeling blue.
Megan Sealing, you read her in The Stranger. You'll be able to pick up some of her pastries tomorrow afternoon at the Soul Repair Shop in Capitol Hill. It's an event space, and it's going to be the first Seattle Depressed Cake Shop. Thank you so much for coming by and telling us about it.
Thanks for having me.
This is The Record. I'm Ross Reynolds.